we here again. Episode 3, bro.
Episode 3.
Can you believe we've already done 3 episodes?
It feels like it, but it does not.
It really don't. I be thinking like, okay, 3 episodes, 3 weeks. We're already 3 weeks in.
This week's passing by fast. But it's peeing on my ass.
Yeah, you know, the wine is kind of helping. I'm over here, my eyes getting a little lazy.
I've had 2.5 glasses.
Well, you gonna be alright to go ahead and record the episode?
I'm good. Let's do it.
Let's go. So this week with the shits.
With the shits. What you got first?
All right. 100 rounds. Drake.
Stripper.
Zaddy.
Soft.
October.
Hey.
All right. So over the weekend, Drake actually went ahead and retired a few of his favorite strippers' jerseys.
Did he?
Yes. So I don't know if you're familiar with a girl named Lyra Galore.
Who did she date? Rick Ross, right?
Yeah, she was dating Rick Ross. And then there's Miracle Watts.
Miracle Watts,
And last but not least, Malaya.
He retired Malaya?
Yeah.
Oh.
He retired Malaya.
But I thought she was still dancing.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he just told her she was going
to Malaya said, look, nigga, you're not going to retire me, and I ain't ready to retire.
Okay.
Malaya said she's 34 years old, and she's still the baddest stripper in that bitch.
Well, okay.
So.
Do you think, sis?
Yeah, so Malaya, she definitely was a little upset with little old Drakey Drake. She was upset with Aubrey. She was saying things like, Drake has been trying to tell her to stop stripping for the longest. Mm-hmm. And if I can find the exact quote, she compared herself to Beyonce.
Oh, okay, sis.
Yes, and Drake actually told her, don't you ever compare yourself.
Not ever in your fucking life. Don't you ever,
girl. She said, this nigga got mad and told me not to compare myself to Beyonce. Don't you ever tell me not to compare myself to Beyonce is what Malaya said.
I mean, I feel them both.
I mean, I don't know what Beyonce got to do with anything you got going on.
Maybe she feel like she's the Beyonce of the stripper world, though.
Oh.
Maybe that's what she's like. I'm the Beyonce of this shit. Nigga.
I mean, I kind of feel it, though, because I'm like, look, nigga, you done wrote how many songs about me?
Okay.
And you want to tell me to stop dancing?
I mean, if I stop dancing, are you going to take care of me like I was still dancing? Is that what the compromise is?
Malaya says she's independent. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means?
That's the only way I can spell independent.
Hooked on phonics, courtesy of Webby.
You know, I can't spell worth shit.
Girl, well, I don't know what Malaya gonna do. I'm pretty sure she's still making plenty of money down there in H-Town.
Excuse me.
You're tripping.
Pee on my ass.
Pino. You kind of tell me you said pee on my ass.
Pino. It's so dry. I just can't stop drinking it now.
Girl, that's that grown woman drink. Everybody be drinking Moscato.
I like Moscato.
Oh.
Drake introduced you to it?
Wait, how did Drake introduce you to Moscato?
What was that song? Marvin Drum or something. It was on that Take Care album. He was talking about Moscato.
That's a classic album.
That's when I started drinking Moscato.
But I don't remember him mentioning Moscato.
He did, and that's when I started drinking it.
Well, thank you, Drake.
Thank you, Kylie. Appreciate you.
Introducing Brittany to her first wine.
Appreciate you.
But no, back to Malaya. I mean, okay, if you were Malaya and somebody, okay, not even being Malaya, uh-huh, just what you do, period, uh-huh, and you go online and somebody then retired you, how would you feel?
I feel blessed. I don't have to work anymore.
But the thing was, at Drake's little party that he had, mm-hmm, Miracle was there, uh-huh, and so was Lyra. Uh-huh. Ain't no Malaya.
True. Maybe she was working that night.
Working, 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 ain't ya?
I mean, I feel like ask me before you retire me. I mean, that's what any job you working at. You get a retirement package first, and you approve your pension before somebody just, you know, put your pink slip in and say you no longer, you know, you're going to retire.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt it. I was just like, Drake, I mean, how you just going to pick and just tell somebody when to retire? But yeah. I also feel like it was just kind of like a little stunt. You know, it was
when God says move, you move. When God says it's time to get out, you get out.
Oh, no. Not Drake out here doing God's work.
Maybe.
Lord. Well, I wonder if he's going to retire anybody else. I mean, I really don't know any other strippers that Drake has been really consumed with.
Mariah's in a couple of songs.
She definitely is in a couple of songs. Mariah does have a big old booty, though.
Yes, she does.
Well, Mariah, I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for, girl. Keep dancing.
What's wrong with, I don't know. She's
34. Yeah. Well, she said she'll be 34 in December, so that makes me think that she might be a Sag. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very happy about that.
Sexual Sag. I don't know. It's been wrong with retiring, but you do it on your own terms, girl. Let no nigga tell you stop dancing, especially if you she said she
liked
dancing, so if you like dancing,
right? And I really do think it's hard to like actually find like a stripper that really does enjoy stripping.
You think so?
Yes, I think most of them just be in there playing around. No, like pole assassin takes her job serious.
Yeah, she likes the shit.
Exactly.
But I tell you what, I will never ever in life follow another stripper on social media.
Oh, yeah.
That ruined my whole fantasy. I used to love Pole Assassin until I heard her talk.
Pole Assassin's teeth
look like picket fences. Look like barbed wire.
Yeah, not a picket fence. Picket fence with barbed wire.
And then she sounds like Catch Me Outside Girl.
Lord.
Just.
I want to say, is she from Memphis?
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Memphis represented in the house, but I just can't.
Well, you speak for your own stripper crush, because my stripper crush is out here flourishing.
Both my stripper crushes have let me down. I see one of them smoking cigarettes. I'm like, what is life? You just ruined my whole, like, I just can't follow them anymore. I just have to see them and just, like, live that fantasy over in my head. I cannot follow them on social media anymore, because they all let me down.
No, my stripper crush, I'm not going to say her name. She got saved off that pole by a rich nigga here in Dallas.
She from Memphis too, ain't
she? She from Memphis. Yeah. She's a baddie, though.
The best strippers are from Memphis.
Yes, and she over there in her maternity photos, Rolex on.
Okay.
I mean, she doing well. So, shout out to her.
That worked out for you, but not for me.
Yeah, shout out to her. Okay, so on top of Drake retiring the jerseys,
uh-huh,
we got to see Drake's new little tattoo he got.
Uh-huh.
Take one guess what the tattoo is.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about him getting the tattoo? Okay. On top of the fact that Lil Wayne is alive still,
uh-huh,
how do you feel about him getting the tattoo of Lil Wayne on his arm?
I mean, that man saved him.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, were you checking for Drake back then?
I mean, I can't say I was checking for Drake.
But it helped a lot.
Drake helped. I mean, Wayne helped. But I don't know. I think it's kind of weird for him to have a tattoo of this grown man on his arm.
Well, he's paying homage. It's no more than any other man getting somebody else that they revere tattooing on. I mean, would you rather Lil Wayne be dead first to tattoo on him?
You want me to lie to you or tell you the truth?
No, don't you say nothing. Because okay. First of all, Lil Wayne ain't too healthy, no way. This man has had full-blown seizures. He's not the best of health anyway.
Nah, he definitely ain't.
I mean, I feel like he looks up to Wayne, so I don't fault him for that at all. Now, what he can't do after getting his tattoo is he can't ever pull a baby on Wayne and be like, fuck Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne never did shit for me. Like, he don't always have to, like, hold Wayne down because of this. He can't ever say nothing bad about Wayne.
Yeah, no.
In my mind.
No, he definitely couldn't say. Nah.
I mean, I feel like Wayne probably has baby on him.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? I mean, he probably does, but Wayne also has a bunch of just random little jailhouse-ass tattoos all over him. So, at this point, does it even matter?
Probably not. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like, people were saying, like, it's a whole man with another man. I mean, this nigga got Aaliyah tattooed on him. He never met Aaliyah a day in his life. That's no different than, you know, remember.
But she's gone.
But remember I went to get Amy Winehouse on me?
No, I don't remember that. And I'm actually happy.
I want to get Amy Winehouse portrait on me. You know, that's my favorite singer. And I've never met her. It's a random white woman. I wanted to get her on me.
Yeah.
I thought it looked nice. You don't agree?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, I started thinking to myself, I was like, okay, who is one celebrity that I would actually be okay mm-hmm. with tattooing on me? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I could come up with anybody. Like, their actual portrait?
I have a list.
Who?
I would Amy Winehouse. I would Amy... Shit. I get a burp. Amy Winehouse. Well, I said I had a list. I guess I don't. J. Cole. I would get J. Cole.
Would you tattoo old J. Cole?
I would tattoo J. Cole today.
Dread, like, yeah. With the weekend hair, J. Cole?
Yeah, I sure would.
Wow.
That's a true fan.
That's dedication.
It is. That's his Samson locks. That's his power. I sure would. I would tattoo... I mean, I would never do it, but if I don't know. If they died, I don't know. This was back then. This was, like, years ago. I probably wouldn't... I don't know if I get any more tattoos. This was years ago. Those are two people I'll tattoo on me. Probably Beyonce.
Girl, you know how I mean Beyonce. Let me tell you something. They couldn't get that damn wax figure of Beyonce right. I ain't tattooing no damn Beyonce on me.
I mean, somebody will get it right. I would get a Tupac tattoo.
Where would you put these?
I mean, nowhere visible, obviously, because of my career. So, but I have a lot of flesh.
Shut up!
So I have places it could go. Like on my back or my thigh or my side. Somewhere. I don't know. Nowhere, like, extremely visible.
Literally, I cannot think of a celebrity that I would just be like, oh girl, I'm finna go get a tattoo of blank. Yeah, I can't. But I also think, like, I'm kind of past that whole, like, tattoo phase in my life. So, maybe that has something to do with it, but...
I'm still waiting to get my husband's name tattooed on me.
What?
What?
You can get your husband's name tattooed on you?
I mean, I would.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, I haven't got any nigga's name on me yet, but I...
You know how many people out here got people tattooed on them and they cheat on them?
Yeah, look, I said husband, not boyfriend.
Yeah, you know how many husbands probably got their wife name tattooed on them?
Me and my husband are going to have something on our ring finger.
Wow.
I'm waiting on
them. Well...
Forever love.
Well...
I got a little thug passion in me. Little savagery that ain't been tamed yet.
I can't do it. I feel like it's an omen. I can't name too many people who had somebody else tattooed on them and they still together.
That's true.
I just can't name it.
I mean, I'm not waiting to, but, you know, I'm not off of tattoos yet. Like, I would get one. I feel like I have to get OJ's name or Juice, Gucci's name on me.
Oh, yeah.
Gucci, my daughter. I feel like I still have to get her name.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know. I feel like I have OJ's name on. Like, I feel like Gucci's gonna feel left out when she gets older.
She probably ain't even gonna care.
What's my name? I don't know, maybe not.
She probably won't even care. So, you're open to Amy Winehouse mm-hmm. and J. Cole to pay homage. Mm-hmm. So, you have no problem with Drake getting Lil Wayne.
I have no problem.
Okay.
Give them their flowers while they're alive, right?
Yeah, true.
Okay.
So, what if Nicki Minaj got Wayne tattooed on her?
I mean, she owes it. Before Wayne, she needs to get Gucci tattooed on her.
Ooh. Welcome to my slumber party.
Or Fendi.
I mean,
Beat Me Up Scotty was the last and great Nicki Minaj album I've heard, so.
Yeah, she just went pop. That's all that is.
Well, and that's when I stopped listening.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Drake. I mean, I guess you do got to give them the flowers while they can still smell them, but there ain't no other way for you to show your appreciation for Wayne.
I'm sure he showed up different ways, but I mean, he loved it, man.
I feel like Drake just has a bunch of just like random tattoos.
Yes, Sade.
Sade.
I can't ever, I see it in my head spelled one way.
Sade.
Sade, yes, Sadie. That's how I say it. He got Sade's face on him.
Yeah, and he also has a pumpkin, which I'm guessing is, like, associated with his birthday being in October. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, I guess we'll see whatever next tattoo.
Just randomness he got.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
I mean, it's not like he ever got to get a real job. He ain't got to be in, like, corporate America like the rest of us.
He ain't got to go nowhere. This man can literally get a a helicopter pad tattooed in the middle of his forehead. And no one's going to give a fuck because he's Drake.
Not a helicopter pad.
He can get a Keurig.
Girl.
In the middle of his, he can get a coffee pod tattooed on his left ear.
And be just fine.
And just be fine. Who's going to say something to Drake? Because Gucci got a whole ice cream cone in the middle of his head. And nobody said shit. They were
not
like,
the ice cream cone was on his cheek.
Well, they said, you're weird as fuck. But, and, I mean, did it stop anything?
No.
Did not. Moving on. Who's next?
I ain't next. Surrogate.
Ooh.
100 rounds.
Smart.
Paid.
White.
Baby.
Okay.
Well, Kim Kardashian did go ahead and release this week that her and Kanye are expecting.
I'm surprised she released that.
You know what? I'm shocked too. But you know what I'm starting to think? The Kardashians, their news has been a little...
shaky.
It ain't been the best here lately.
I mean, but they really haven't had any news.
Yeah. So and then I heard their show is actually losing ratings.
I mean, I... okay.
If I say this, I can be honest.
Don't judge me. But I'm an avid keeping up with the Kardashians.
Well, you know, I don't have cable.
Uh-huh.
So, my Fire Stick ain't been updated in a while.
Okay.
So, I don't know if they've released any new episodes
or not.
I
don't think so. But I usually watch it pretty... I don't watch it when it comes on, but I record it. Especially on my DVR. But I actually watch Keeping Up the Kardashians. Don't care about it.
Well, they've made a bunch of money off of, like, letting people just, like, fantasize off their lifestyle. So, I mean, I get it. But they are expecting a baby in January of next year. Their surrogate is 3 months pregnant.
That's what happens when you have a lot of abortions. Mm. I feel like your womb is a graveyard. And you're only able to...
a haunted house.
A haunted house. Let me not say that because I don't know that woman's reproductive history. But I feel like she's had so many issues before. You know,
I feel like a lot of it has to do with her age. Kim Kardashian's not young.
True.
And she started having babies.
Let me not say, I don't want to sound like I'm abortion shaming, because that's definitely not what I'm trying to do.
Okay, because I'd much rather you have an abortion than have a baby and you go put it inside of a trash bag in a 7-Eleven somewhere.
I highly doubt Kim Kardashian would ever do that.
I mean, I'm just saying in general.
True. But I feel like she has a lot of penises.
Yeah.
And a lot of introduction to different things inside of there. So, like, all that stuff... It just makes for a toxic environment in your womb. And so babies don't like to live in it. It makes it hard for babies to stick around.
Let me out of here.
They don't want to stick around for that shit. So she's had some really, really... I don't know. I just don't like the whole... Like, pregnancy and having a baby is supposed to be beautiful, but the shit is not all beautiful all the time. But I just don't like the whole, you know, the trying to get pregnant, and then when you get pregnant, the complaining the whole 9 months. Like, this is what you wanted.
Right.
Like, I don't... Like, suck it up, buttercup.
It trips me out that the surrogate's only making $45,000.
I saw that. I was like, I feel like...
That seems very low.
Maybe they didn't tell him who it was at first. And she was like, okay, that's enough. Because the surrogate usually only make $20,000.
Oh.
Like, $20,000 is...
But the agency that actually did the deal is making $68,000.
Huh?
Yep.
They're making more than a surrogate?
They're making more than a surrogate. And they ain't even carrying.
I feel like she could have broken this deal without an agency.
Yeah, but I feel like the Kardashians probably went through, like, a very, like, strenuous process. Like, she's got to be a certain weight. She's got to be a certain height. She's got to be beautiful. They want to make sure.
But it's not, I mean, it has nothing to do with her, though, if she's beautiful. She can be ugly.
True. So, it's Kim's egg and Kanye's sperm.
So, it has nothing to do with the surrogate at all. She's just the incubator.
Oh, wow. I still feel like they could have came up off a little bit more than $45,000. They spend more than that on purses and cars.
I mean, but she's probably going to have the top obstetrician, the top... medical care. She's probably going to get manicured and pedicured. She's probably going to have to work this whole time when she's out. They probably don't want her to stress. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's probably a life factor. I hope. Because that's not even considered minimum wage. Or not minimum wage. Middle class.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know.
You think she knows that she's like carrying their baby?
She has to. I hope she does. She has to. Because I feel like Kim is so controlling that she wants to like FaceTime her and see what she's doing, and like, you're not having any new boyfriends poking his penis into our baby, are you? I feel like she's like that. Like, the girl can't date, the girl can't go nowhere, she can't do nothing, she has to clear everything with them. I feel like she's like that.
I can see her being like super controlling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, you couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
So I'd be like,
Bitch, if you care so much, you carry it. Oh, it can't.
Oops. My bad.
My bad. Could have been faster. Should have been faster.
Right. I wonder if, like, well, I guess she probably already signed the deal. So once she found out that it was the Kardashians, I mean, I should say the Kardashians, the Kardashian West family.
You were the first time it's the Kardashians.
Right. Go ahead and, like, up that.
I don't know. I feel like it's a very low number, though.
Yeah, I feel like it's low, too. You could you ever be a surrogate? Like, really just pass a baby off to somebody?
Oh. I don't know. Because, you know, I breastfeed all my kids.
Right.
And the thought of not being able to do that, like, I don't know. Probably for, like, a friend or something, yeah. Like, for a random person, probably not. But, like, if it's not my egg and not somebody I know sperm, yeah. Take the baby and go.
Not take the baby and go.
Yeah. I mean, but I've had okay pregnancy, so it's not like it's not a big deal to me.
I don't know. I mean, of course I've never been pregnant, much less giving birth. But I would just imagine, like, I would assume that they take the baby kind of quick, right?
It's a process. Like, it's not an immediate thing, but usually whenever it's an adoption or a surrogacy, the adoptive parents are in one room. They kind of coach you through everything. They kind of, you know, in certain processes, like if it's an open adoption, open things like that, like you still have technical rights because you're caring about you technically have rights. So I really don't know.
I don't know either.
The whole process is confusing because I feel like you still have rights. Like, you still can, you know, do certain stuff. But
right.
A lot of times with adoptions, they have, like, when I was working at where I was working, like, if we had an adoptive parent, the parents would be in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had just given birth and the baby would be in the room with them. And everything would be done with the adoptive parents. And the mom would be recovering in another room. And we'd be kind of separate. So, I don't know. It's just different. But, I don't know. I would just ask for more.
Like, shoot, I would too.
Baby and make it less than what I'm making at my job.
What if the baby comes out and it just looks like completely different from Saint and North?
I mean, it's them. So it's not different.
Still.
It's not. What do you think? What are you thinking? It's not like sci-fi. It's their baby.
I mean, I know it's their baby, but I don't know. I just don't know if I could, like, just really, like, just carry a baby for, like, financial reasons.
I mean,
you're, like, one of those people who enjoys being pregnant.
If I did it, it definitely wouldn't be for financial reasons. It'd be for someone I love. It'd be for them to be able to experience parenthood. But hell, I have two kids, so take one of mine. Have them.
Well, I guess we'll find out what little, I don't know, what kind of crazy ass name they're going to give she.
Priest what? Priest South. Pastor East.
For real. I guess we'll find out what the little nigglet looked like in January. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is, ain't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Girl, so did you hear about Justin Bieber canceling his tour?
Ooh,
we've
been doing 100 rounds of Justin Bieber?
100 rounds, Justin Bieber.
Ooh, baby.
Pop star.
Dyke.
You will not sit here and say that Justin Bieber looked like a dyke. Well,
tell me where the lie is.
Lord, I can't even think of a one word answer for Justin Bieber. Menace.
Not menace.
He was a menace.
For a little while.
Yeah, he was. Okay. But now he actually went ahead and canceled his tour, they said, because he actually found God.
I mean, is God lost? Where do you find God at?
Or God found you.
Where does God find you? He's everywhere.
That's true. I guess he's just opening himself up to him.
Okay. I just don't like when people say, like, he found God, as if God can be lost or you can lose him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you got a point, but...
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but...
I guess he's just decided to go ahead and focus on his spirituality.
To the Lord.
But then I heard something about that he might be practicing Scientology.
Is that of God?
I don't know, because I feel like if I even look at that stuff and I open my mind up to that stuff, now I'm opening my mind up to some, like, blasphemous materials.
What?
And I don't want no parts of it.
Blasphemous?
Seriously.
I feel like Scientology is so new that it can't be of God.
But it's not new.
It's new enough. It ain't thousands of years old.
No, it ain't thousands of years old, but it's got some years.
Not hundreds.
I don't know. It might go back a few.
I don't know. Scientology is based on science, though, right?
Like I said, I don't open my mind up to that research.
You didn't even research it.
Don't worry, though.
So you picked this topic and didn't do no research on Scientology.
I didn't do no research on Scientology. I'm saying all I heard was that it might have something to do with it. And Justin Bieber might be taking part.
Okay, sis.
And I don't want no parts of it.
You trying to hear nothing. Okay.
I ain't trying to hear none of it.
I get it.
Like, when everybody used to do all that research on the Illuminati, I was like, look... Do you not realize you spending more time watching YouTube videos than you are reading your Bible?
Hey, I mean, but that's how you learn stuff, though. You had to research.
Well, let me go look up the story of Moses. Okay. And watch it on YouTube. Let me do that. I don't want to watch nothing about no Illuminati.
Nothing. Okay.
I'm straight.
So he's supposed to be a practicing Scientologist.
That's what they're saying, but the other article I saw said that he was giving his life up to God. And then I don't know if you saw that he had accidentally hit, like, a photographer.
I did.
With his truck.
That's not Christ-like.
But it was an accident.
WWJD.
He would do exactly what Justin Bieber did.
I said, what would Justin do?
not what would Justin do.
He stopped.
He stopped. That's got out the car. I know. I was like, maybe he is, like, really turning the leaf.
But you know what? That's
going to
be paid.
Girl,
I saw the funniest
comment on the video. Somebody said that photographer finna lay there until court date.
until Jesus come back.
For real.
Don't move me.
Girl, I was like, Lord. But then they also saying that the tour really wasn't selling. I mean, I don't know what album Justin Bieber has been out on.
Despacito
ain't his song.
He on it.
So he gonna go on stage and perform the hook on Despacito.
I'm not. You can't tell me he don't come out to it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he sings it, but you gotta have more material than Despacito to run a whole tour.
You know that was OJ's favorite song. Baby was OJ's favorite song. She tore up some baby.
Girl, I don't know. Poor little Justin.
Praise him. I mean, Justin was going down. He was looking like our boy Aaron Carter. We talked about Aaron Carter last week. How he was aging like an avocado out here. Justin was going on the same path.
Yeah, he was.
He was looking real rough and ragged. He was
a little thrifty.
Not aging really well. Looking like a dirt cheap giveaway.
Girl, not dirt cheap.
I mean, he just wasn't aging very good. He wasn't taking care of himself. Wasn't drinking his water. You know, he just looked real rough. So I'm glad. I mean, I'm down for anybody better than himself. You know, doing better things.
Right.
All that stuff. So, you know. Praise God. Praise
Miss. Girl.
Praise the Lord.
Did you hear about what Rick Ross said on The Breakfast Club this week? Well, first of all, let's start with 100 rounds. Rick Ross.
Okay. Pig.
Wingstop.
Misogynist.
Lemon pepper.
You hungry?
Every time I think of Rick Ross, I think of lemon pepper, my wings.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He owns like a bunch of Wingstops, too. I'm not either. That nigga is a misogynist.
I heard about his comments, and I think they're disgusting.
Well, first we should probably say what his comments were. Okay. They had asked him, why doesn't he have, like, any female rappers on MMG? Mm-hmm. And he said he'd probably be fucking them.
He's a disgusting, despicable, revolting slob. First of all, who would be fucking you if you weren't Rick Ross?
Hmm.
Officer Ricky.
Officer Ricky,
lest we not forget. I mean, and I used to love Rick Ross. I think that was I was gonna say that's one of the CDs I stole from Target, but it's not.
No.
That's one actually I bought.
She stole Slim Thug and Hustle and Flow soundtrack.
And got arrested. Shut up.
She was right under that $50 limit. Before they take your ass to, like, real jail.
And I was not of age yet.
She was only 16.
Shut up.
She's banned from the Target in Louisville.
But I've still been back. And they ain't stopped me yet. Hey.
Man, if they stopped you, they'd be real petty for that.
For real. But anyway, I used to love Rick Ross. But then I heard he was on Angela Yee's lip service. And just the way he treated them. And, like, asking Stephanie Santiago to, you know, pour my drink.
Yeah.
Who are you? I don't care how much money you make. Pour your drink. You're not
freaking king.
That was like the one time that I really was like on Stephanie Santiago's side. I was just like, girl, I don't blame you. She was like, no, the people who pour drinks, they need to come on in here.
And pour your drink.
Pour whatever drink you want. He was like, no, I want you to make it.
What is that?
But he even tried it this week with Angela Yee.
See, I didn't hear it because I don't fuck with Rick Ross
like that. Oh, he was like, let me see your legs.
Huh?
He was like, take that off your legs. I want to see your legs. And Angela Yee was just sitting there. She was just like, okay. Like, and then even in like, you know, they always post little promo pics mm-hmm. before they actually post the interview. Charlamagne posted the promo pic. And Rick Ross had Angela Yee in a damn headlock. It was like pulling on her hair. It was something very awkward. And I was just like, poor Angela Yee.
This is what happened with niggas who don't know how to treat women in the first place, get some money.
Yeah.
And women who don't know how to be with men who have money, just do whatever the fuck they want to do. They don't know how to act. So niggas think they can just treat you any old type of way and talk to you any type of way. You gotta kill niggas like that.
Girl, nah, he's done.
You have to bust niggas over the head with that little bottle.
I'm just
they don't respect nothing else.
He doesn't have any appreciation for women.
They
it's just like
money and violence.
Not money and violence. It's just like a woman to him is just like you there to be quiet and for me to look at.
To please me.
You there to pour me drinks. You there to cook. You there to clean. Like, nigga, fuck out of here.
Lyra. I wish.
Oh, man, I really think that Lyra, see, girl, going right back to Lyra. Lyra, you continue to go out here and thrive. You're doing just fine. I mean, I'm looking off your snaps. But you seem like you all right.
Fuck that nigga in his way.
Girl, I can only imagine what he was putting Lyra through. And Lyra was so young, too, when she was dating him.
Nah, I wish a nigga would. Fuck him.
Girl, a nigga ain't. That's the thing.
And his wings.
A nigga ain't finna do it.
Even though Lemon Pepper are my favorite. Fuck. No, he doesn't even own a big part of it. He's just a franchise owner. So I don't have to say fuck Wingstop. I would fuck Rick Ross and his comments. Because nobody would really... I mean... Who is he?
I'm sick of him.
He's somebody, but...
I mean, he ain't...
He couldn't come to me and ask me to pour shit for him.
He wouldn't. I would just be like...
Who are you?
Nigga.
Do I know you?
The fuck?
Excuse me?
Now, I'll pour you a drink if you can go ahead and pay off my student loans.
Not even then. Do you know how stubborn I am?
Now you tripping.
Nah, I'll pour a drink on him.
Now you tripping.
You're not having to pour no drink.
Now, if he want to pay off some student, not
can
some.
I hear a please and a thank you.
If he want to pay off all my student loans,
first
I'll go
of,
ahead
I'm
and pour you a drink, nigga.
Shit, unless I want to, nigga. And I can I hear a please or a thank you?
I'm a
Miss Brittany. First of all, Miss, you gonna address me correctly or Queen? First, no, you gonna call me Queen, nigga.
Whoa,
Queen. Queen B, can you pour this drink for me? Sure, I sure will, sugar. I got you.
Not sugar.
I sure will. Gotta call niggas like that out their name. Sugar.
Nah, bro.
Bless
see,
your heart.
See, you're doing too much on the front end.
Bless
all you gotta
heart.
Do is be like Celia in Color Purple.
Spinning it?
Spin it around a little bit. Here you go. Go ahead and drink up, babe. Go ahead.
Not spinning it.
Yeah, sit there and watch him drink and he smile on the inside.
That's the smiles.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
Okay.
Gotta treat these niggas accordingly.
Okay. Well, I'm not pouring up that damn drink. That's all I'm
Girl, did you hear about, well, first of all, 100 Rounds.
Okay.
Love and Hip Hop.
Which one? LA?
Doesn't matter. 100 Rounds.
Miss.
Lil Fizz.
Scripted.
Doing too much.
Okay.
Well, did you hear about Tierra Marie?
Okay.
Yeah. Talking about, booty leakage is a common thing on the set of Love & Hip Hop.
Booty? As in...
Booty?
IBS? Irritable bowels?
No, definitely not IBS. That's actually kind of gross.
Okay.
No, more along the lines of, like, I guess the fact that they've had the surgeries.
Oh, like, fat?
Yeah.
That's
actually pretty gross.
That is pretty gross. I didn't think... Wait, so the fat leaks out of the booty?
I guess so. But Tierra Marie, she was very clear to state that when her booty is leaking, it is real.
Oh, so she's saying other people have
other
substances that leak out?
Let me tell you something. Is that one of them side effects that they don't know just yet? Like, we're going to find out about whenever people go out here and get these butt fat transfusions.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that either, but I actually think that that's pretty gross.
Because didn't one of the producers say that she's not the only one?
Yep. Or no, Tierra Marie said she wasn't the only one. She said that the booties be leaking while they are filming.
I think one of the Love Hip Hop producers said too, like when you the dresses and the couches be stained.
That is so nasty. Look, women, everybody ain't able, okay? Everybody ain't born with these...
Wait. No, we're not going to do that.
No. I'm saying, tan. Love yourself.
Tan. If you were given a $50,000 limit to do whatever you want to your body, you wouldn't do nothing.
No, I'm going to do something.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, like, these women that are getting this stuff, they're not all getting grade A. Let's not act like wee-wee here in Dallas and kill somebody in a damn basement.
And left her on the table
to die.
That's true. So you're saying just get the real stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
But still, she's still looking fat. Does it matter what she's looking at? She's still licking stuff.
I mean, I ain't heard nobody come out and say Dr. Miami got them leaking.
Didn't she go to Dr. Miami? Or did she? I don't know.
Tierra Marie said she ain't got no surgery.
Huh, no, she documented she had surgery.
She did?
She had a liposuction and she had her breast done.
Oh, no, she's talking about the booty implants or the booty transfer, butt transfers.
She had fat transfer. She had a BBL or, hold on, Brazilian butt lift.
I don't know.
Okay.
Stop leaking on set, okay? I don't even watch Love and Hip Hop. I don't know who half of y'all are. Stop leaking on set, okay? Just love yourself, and if you're going to go do something, shit, do the shit right.
Okay.
And just spend good quality money. Because my neighbor, I mean, she said she went to Dr. Miami. I don't know. Bitch
Dr.
body.
Dr. Miami's booked for about a year and a half.
Bitch body look good. But I don't know if she leaking or not. Maybe I should ask her.
You should do research and we'll talk about it next week.
And you know, she's actually so open. She would probably tell me too. Because
leaking?
Yeah, because I had only talked to her just like when I was walking handsome.
Uh-huh.
And that girl sent me naked pictures of her after her surgery. No.
You know what, though? When they were talking about how they seal them up after, like, they put cotton ball in, like, these
That's
tables.
What Wee Wee was
yeah,
doing here in Dallas.
Cotton ball and, like...
Super glue. She sealed them up with cotton balls and super glue.
So I wonder how... I don't know. That's, maybe it's just so much it just leaks out, like, through your pool. I don't know.
That's actually gross. We're just going to go ahead and go over to Let's Argue. That's too much. They're doing too much for me.
All right. Let's argue.
Lego.
It's a couple of things that have been going on this week. Starting off with your fuck-ass president, 45. He's doing a lot this week. It is his first 6 months, and his approval rating is down 36%, lower than any president since they started looking at approval ratings.
Surprise!
Surprise not. He's also signed 42 bills, but zero big-ticket items have passed. But that all changed tonight, actually, because there is billions of dollars slated, part of it going to this wall that we're supposed to be building in Mexico.
Lord.
So, that's one thing.
They're not giving up on this wall, are they?
I don't get it, because these Mexicans are relentless. We just had 8 of them die in the back
10.
Of a truck. 10 of them die in the back of a truck. So, no wall or gate or fence has stopped them yet.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand what they don't get. Most of them come over here by plane anyway.
Girl.
So.
By plane?
Yeah. I mean, they fly over. Why are you looking? They fly over. I mean, you can fly over.
I mean, yeah, you can fly over legally.
Yeah, illegal. You can fly legally. Yes, you can. You, for, like, school or other purposes like that, and just never leave.
Okay. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish. Because there was those kids that went, they came from Africa for that robotics.
Yeah, and
they went missing.
And
like, they them kids ain't missing. They trying to be citizens.
Exactly. So, has tweeted, get this, 991 tweets since January the 20th.
That man got a problem. He don't have no, like, PR that's like, okay, Donald, you're about to take your meds.
He probably does.
Give me your phone between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m.
You know what happened? He probably fired him.
Get out of here.
Okay.
You're fired. You gotta go.
Okay. 21 weekends out of 26 spent on Trump properties. 21 out of 26. And you know why?
So he done spent 5 weekends at the White House.
Or elsewhere.
or traveling. Now that's ridiculous.
But you know, his whole thing with Obama was that he was taking too many vacations.
I'm sick of him. Y'all really want to do 4 years of this?
No, he's going to get impeached. He's going to be impeached soon. He's not the real issue.
That's what I'm saying.
Because all he's doing, he's not even putting anything into place. He's just tweeting shit.
Yeah, he's just being extra, causing commotion.
So Spicy stepped down. But I think Spicy was given a resign or get fired option. He did the right thing. Saved face a little bit. And then Trump is shaming Sessions. But fuck both of them, because I don't fuck with Sessions. He's a known racist and bigot.
Isn't that the one that Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife wrote about?
Yeah, wrote a letter and tried to block his nomination.
Now, if y'all don't want to listen to the words of Mrs. Coretta Scott King...
From the grave.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what y'all going to listen to.
He keeps sending tweets out saying that Sessions was weak and disgruntled because he didn't do any... Or he... excuse himself for the FBI investigation regarding Hillary. I don't know why he won't let Hillary go. Like, you won.
Everything.
You won. Let Hillary go. You already won.
He is trying to deflect from that Russia stuff. That's all that is.
And the whole, and then this past week, the ban on transgender in the military. But I think that's also a ploy also to kind of get,
the ban on the transgenders?
Yeah, the focus off of whatever's going on now. So, he had tweeted again that transgender were taking too much military expenses out of the military spending. But obviously, that's only about $8 million. But Cialis and Viagra cover like $17 million of that.
Okay, and see, I actually was trying to do like a little bit of reading, the reading up a little bit more mm-hmm. on the whole him banning the transgenders. Mm-hmm. So when they say that there's 8 million, are they saying like that's how much they're using for like reassignment surgeries?
Just like hormones, anything.
Now, I don't understand how that is miscellaneous and that's unnecessary, mm-hmm. but they will literally give a veteran or even somebody who's active military's wife breast implants is like a morale booster.
They will. But here's the kicker though. The military said we ain't about that. Well, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. That's not what we're talking about. They said we have no plans unless there's something put in place. He's just tweeting shit, so he's deflecting on something. I don't know what he's feeling like. But here's the kicker. Oh, Brucey boy.
Not Brucey boy.
Feeling some type of way. Now I feel no type of way for Bruce. Because you voted for this fuckboy.
Mm.
And now he promised you that he would, that LGBTQ issues would be paramount, and now you're surprised that they not? This nigga promised a lot of stuff.
You know what? It's really easy to go along with some foolishness whenever it doesn't directly affect you.
You're right.
But then as soon as it's something that...
We're
referring to you, or you're included, it's a problem.
Wait, this affects me now? Oh, we didn't talk. I didn't know this included me. We didn't talk about this.
And that's wrong.
Yeah, now it's wrong. Well, you know what, Bruce? You can choke on fat. Sack. I don't care how you feel.
No, but Bruce said he's not gay.
And he can still choke on his own fat sack. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess so.
He voted for Trump. You're part of this problem. You caused this.
Man, you ain't lying.
You caused this. You blatantly sat up there and said you didn't agree with a lot of his issues. You agree with him. You didn't agree with him grabbing women's by the pussy, but you still want to vote for this man?
Ridiculous. And then you wonder why you're getting the results that you're getting.
And the first thing he did was say that transgender children couldn't use different bathrooms. That's the first thing he did, was take out the bill that protected kids from using different bathrooms that they feel like they're assigned to. Those are one of the first things he did. So why are you surprised now?
I just feel like we got a lot of the issues that are going on out here to, I mean, transgender is just the least of our worries at the moment.
I mean, if Tom turns Sue wants to serve in the army, go ahead, because I'm not going to do it.
Girl, hello.
I'm not in this army.
I definitely.
Gotta do it, because I'm not.
I will not be in attendance.
I salute you, ma'am, sir.
I might not even do that.
I salute you, because I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So... serve.
I barely even want to stand up during the national anthem. So
I don't. I talk gladly.
I mean, hey, like Brittany said, kudos to y'all, because I'm not going to be there.
Because I'm not doing it. So
I don't care about the benefits. I don't care about none of that. In the words of my little sister, Trump ain't finna have me in Syria.
Okay, fight nobody's war, especially when I'm fighting for my life here.
Right. Thank you. Exactly.
No, thank you.
So what we got next?
So, let's see. I'm a little disheartened. Aww. Because one of my favorite rappers, H-Town's Finest.
Yeah.
Zero. Couldn't keep his goddamn hands off his girlfriend, just Brittany. Apparently, and this was reported by TMZ, beat her for 2 hours. So this happened back in April. Monday, she goes into Harris County. Prosecutors release audio, apparently. They feel like they have enough to prosecute him. They have him booked on felonious charges of assault with no bond. So obviously, it had to be serious enough. You know what I'm saying? It had to be enough for them to indict him because he's in jail right now. So
that is so sad. And you know, sad. Like I was telling you earlier, the fact that her first instinct when she has a phone in her hand is to go in the bathroom and to start recording over calling 911 speaks volumes.
Yeah. Well, the reason I kind of brought that up, too, is because the CDC released the report, and it kind of depicts, I think, a lot of the value that we have of black women. So, this just proves to show, you know, black women aren't reporting these incidents.
Nope.
And by the time we do, it's too late. This is the thing that really gets me, you know. We want to protect our black men so bad that we don't protect ourselves.
Man, come on.
We always hit with that, you know, you need to be a ride or die, and we're literally dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was 2 hours. So this tells you this ain't the first time.
Nope.
This ain't gonna beat you for a whole 2 hours. This ain't the first time he done did this. This is the first time we done found out about her. First time, you know, her first instinct is to record him doing this because she knows, one, nobody's gonna believe her. Two, he might kill her.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it might not even be safe to call 911 because you still got to wait on them to show up.
Yeah, and another reason we don't call 911, why?
Tell them.
Because we afraid they're going to kill our men too.
Thank you.
So we stuck between the option of do we die or do we get our men killed?
Man.
Like, the rationale is I may survive this beating, but he might not. He might not. So it's just real disheartening. CDC cites a huge amount of contention, it's arguments and jealousy as a common precipitating circumstances to violence. As a remedy, it suggests targeted intimate partner violence prevention programs for populations at disproportions, which basically means programs in those neighborhoods with black people at. So the fact of the matter is we don't have these intimate partner programs in our neighborhoods. You always see these shelters usually in the affluent neighborhoods, with these women who can sometimes already have the resources to get out, but we don't have those resources. You know what I'm saying? The black women who are single moms or who are raising kids don't have avenues to get out of these situations. So we're stuck dealing with these men who say they love us and constantly abuse us. So I think that's real disheartening. But yeah, you know, we have this blind allegiance to our men. Basically, it's just kind of, you know, protect them at all costs.
It is so tragic when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it is, like you said, it's like just disheartening to hear. And you think about all the black women that are going through this, that are dealing with it on their own.
Yeah.
They're dealing with it silently. And the sad part about it is that some of these men are so manipulative.
Yeah.
And they will get into your head and make you literally believe that you're not worthy.
Yeah.
That nobody cares about you. That nobody is going to love you the way that he loves you.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
It has got to stop.
And the fact that this study shows, and you can either believe two things. One, that black men are inherently violent, or that black women are less valuable. And I refuse to believe either one of those things, but it's hard to when we hear stories like this, you know what I'm saying? And it's so often that we see videos of men hitting women. Nobody coming to the defense of these women like it's a fucking joke or something like that. Let's see. But I think from girlhood, we are taught to, you know, pride and have pride in our men and protect our men and value our men. But the same thing isn't taught. The same thing isn't taught to our boys. There was a Georgetown University study that showed the perception of black girls that black girls need less nurturing, less protection, to be supported less, to be comforted less, are more independent, know more about adult topics, and know more about sex.
Wow.
So they already think we're more advanced than we really are, which perpetuates that strong black woman stereotype anyway. But they don't give the right for anybody or justify any use of physical force against us. You know what I'm saying? If niggas don't love nothing else, they love their mama.
Come on, somebody. Louder for the people in the back.
They love their mother. I'm somebody's mama or mother-to-be. I'm somebody's daughter. I'm somebody's sister. I'm somebody's cousin.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to your motherfucking self.
It's really that easy.
It really is. Both parties.
Man, women don't be hitting men, and men don't be hitting women.
But fuck zero.
Yeah, zero's kind of canceled. Like, I think back to, like, all the music. Like, I hate you, bitch.
Yeah. The nigga was telling you what he was. He's been telling us he hate us. This ain't nothing new.
Man.
He's been telling us he hate us.
Lonely was my shit.
Yeah, I don't want...
I used to be a sucker for love, but I'm all right now.
Nigga don't even like black women. He said he all right now. He don't even want to be with a woman.
Well, zero, we really hate to...
I mean, but why do you think it is that black women don't speak out and say what's going on or report what's going on? Because the facts show that we don't.
I don't know. I think it might be like an issue of, I think a lot of it has to do with like fear. Mm-hmm. Fear of like the repercussions, whether it's from your man or, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, how long it's going to take the police to get there, you know. And like there was the black woman that was here in Dallas a few years ago who called the police and said that like her fiance, he may have been her husband. Mm-hmm. That he was going to kill her. Uh-huh. And she called 911, made the call, and the police had been there several times. A couple of other times the police had gotten there, the man was already gone. So she called 911. Police took their little happy ass time to get there. They stopped at 7-Eleven, got to her house, rang on the door. They rang the doorbell. She didn't answer. I want to say it was a day or so later, after she called 911, her family went to go do like a welfare check on her, and there was water that was running from the bathroom, and she was in the tub, dead. Her fiance, husband, whatever you are, boyfriend, this is somebody that she clearly loved, and he did this to her. Yeah. And for the police to get there, and you already know that this is like
an ongoing issue. Send your first call to the house.
Exactly. And for you to get there and to ring the doorbell and for that to not be enough. But like, y'all go to great lengths to save cats that fall down the sewer drain.
Yeah. Help ducks cross the street.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you getting cats out of trees. Mm-hmm. You know, you helping dogs that done got caught in between fences. Mm-hmm. But you just ring the doorbell and that's enough. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe just all around fear. I don't know. But something's got to give.
Yeah.
So I definitely pray for just Brittany. I don't care who you are. Nobody deserves to get hands put on them. Exactly. I mean, my mama always told me, your daddy ain't beat you. So you're not going to go out here and let another man do it.
Yeah.
So... hopefully we can just come together and, you know, and I'm always like, look, any woman that I know, love, I don't even care if I don't know you. Mm-hmm. If you need help, all you gotta do is come to me.
Yeah.
If I can't help you directly, I'll try to find something. And if I can't help you physically, at least let me try to give you, like, some kind words. Like, let you know, like, you don't deserve this.
Yeah. But, you know, a big part of it, though, is the embarrassment.
The embarrassment of it coming out that this is what you've been going through, yeah, or it coming out you've been going through this and you go back?
Both. Yeah. Because, again, we're supposed to be the strong black woman, you know, this pillar of strength. I'm an independent, strong black woman, and you know what I'm saying? And,
it's sad.
It really is. It really, really is.
I don't know. I just want us to do better.
Yeah.
I just want us to do better. Like, I know the strength that there is in a black woman and a black man. And
yeah. Black relationships at that.
Exactly. And it's like they just completely poisoned our men. Like, we've got liquor stores on every corner whenever it comes to, like, these black neighborhoods.
But we don't have any
crisis centers,
domestic violence centers. Education resources, drug reform.
None of that.
Second chance, rehabilitation centers, none of that.
None of that.
But we sure do, we sure can get you lit, though.
Yeah, it's going to be plenty of liquor stores. You know how many liquor stores and hoods, and they don't even sell gas. Like, it's not like you just going to a gas station.
Yeah.
It's a straight liquor store.
Yeah. Sounds pretty accurate.
Something's going to have to give, though. Something is. Right. Because you go to these more affluent neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They got Trader Joe's. They got dog parks. Yeah,
fresh farmers markets.
Yeah. It's a completely produce. Different environment.
It is.
And a lot of people are just products of their environment, you know?
Yeah.
So, black men do better. Black women do better. And can't say it enough. Hold these niggas accountable.
Yeah, hold them accountable. And we will... I'm not playing no more Zero songs until this nigga publicly apologizes to Just Britney and get some help for his fucking fucked up
ways.
Views. Yes. Yeah. Like, you're not finna just act like this shit didn't happen.
Nope.
That's not gonna work. You have to come out and say to her and to us that you're sorry and you apologize. And apologize to the women that you know. I know, you know, he says in more than one song his mama died.
Mm.
I don't know. Niggas love their mama, so I don't. I mean, I don't know.
Some.
Most, yeah. But most niggas, they don't even love their mama, so their mama tattooed on them.
Girl, they be loving their granny.
That's what I'm saying. They love somebody. So I don't know.
Yeah, we can't have any more R. Kelly's.
Yeah.
Usher's. Like, we can't have any more of this, like.
More lawsuits are coming out for Usher, too.
Girl, Usher should absolutely be ashamed of himself.
Yeah.
And I honestly and truthfully believe that if that nigga was sitting there and spreading STDs all willy-nilly like that and knowingly, lock that nigga up.
Yeah, he needs some criminal charges.
He needs criminal charges. No, you're not finna pay your way out of this.
Yeah.
If little Daquan in the hood was sitting there passing around herpes willingly and knowingly,
yeah,
he would be in jail.
Issue.
Because he don't have the money to pay it out.
You sure couldn't pay $1 million.
Sure.
It ain't even an issue.
Niggas be having be struggling with $5,000 settlements. Stop.
With back pay.
Literally.
Child support.
Literally.
That definitely wouldn't be the issue. And I guess the last thing I kind of want to just touch on is there is a study. Well, actually, there's not a study. But there's been some research done and that black women in Texas are dying during childbirth. Triple the rate of what other races are dying out of. And so a last July report was released showing that black women are far more likely to die or seriously be injured a year after giving birth.
Mm.
We make up only 11% of the population, 11% of the pregnancy, but over 30% of maternal deaths.
Wow.
And so there's been a task force put together to figure out why that is and identify kind of what's going on. But it was shot down because they didn't look at it as important enough or the issue large enough. Now, my issue is, why in 2017 are we dying doing what our bodies are naturally meant to do?
Wow.
That makes no sense at all. I can understand back in the archaic era when we didn't wash our damn hands and we just stuck our hand from person to person.
Right.
But why now, when we have all these advances in technology, are we dying
giving birth, having kids, you know, stuff like that. So, in Texas, 27% of black women live in poverty and 22% of women are uninsured.
Ooh.
And so when you're uninsured, that means no health care, no dental care. Dental care and health care go hand in hand.
Man.
If you don't have good dental care and you're pregnant, you are more than likely to have a preterm labor. And that is a proven fact. That's a proven fact. So nearly a third of all those over 18 don't go see a doctor because of the cost associated with it. So usually when you're over 18 and you don't have insurance, the only time you go see a doctor is when you're pregnant and you can get on Medicaid.
Oh, I'm so sad.
And by then, you know, if you have some pre-existing conditions, it's already kind of too late. So if you have hypertension, you don't know about it, it's exacerbated because once you're pregnant, you have more blood flow, you have more blood volume, things like that. Sometimes you can have different issues that come about, like gestational diabetes and preeclampsia later on in pregnancy. But they just don't know why black women are dying in pregnancy, and that's just in Texas. But I have my own theory, and I think it's due in part to stress.
Yeah.
Because I just read a study to y'all that showed, like, you know, black women are more targeted in intimate partner violence and stress related to that. But also, you know, if you're a poor black mom, single mom, you know when you're working that you are going to be having to take, that you're going to have to take off at least 6 weeks after your baby's born to take care of that child. That's 6 weeks of no pay. If that's, isn't that stressful?
Very.
And you, I think, wonder why, I'm a day stressed.
And you wonder why people be going back in 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you need that time off. Your body needs that time off. When you have a baby, your body goes through so much. You have a blood loss volume. You have the shock of that. I mean, it is a process to having a baby. You need that time off, not only to bond with your child, but to recoup from having a child, too.
Yeah.
So my thing, I think it's mainly due to the stress, because it shows, like, we're in the most impoverished neighborhoods. We have the less education. Actually, black women have the most education, but we still are in the most impoverished neighborhoods. So I don't know. They, you know, we just really have to call these lawmakers and make them accountable to us to find out why we're dying and what we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? Make them aware that we're valuable, that our kids are valuable, that, you know, if, you know, the system is full of little black kids that don't have parents, and nobody's breaking their necks to go adopt a little Negro child. So who's going to raise my kids when I'm gone if I can't make it? We need to be there because they deserve it.
That's simple.
That's it. So that's it for the topics this week with the shits.
I don't think we got any emails or anything, did we?
No.
Y'all niggas is playing. Definitely send them.
Send them.
Send them to our email, hearyoupodcast@gmail.com. And we will definitely, you know, read them on the show and give you our thoughts and our opinions.
Okay. Niggas only care if you're showing your titties.
Girl, or fighting.
Okay, and that's what we're definitely not doing on here.
Man, you want to post a fight video of me and you?
Man, I got some fire-ass nudes in my collar right now, leash.
Bruh. I think I'd rather post a fight video than a nude.
I got some fire ass nudes. I mean, like, for a big girl, I got the angles and the lights.
Come on. Come on, angles.
Listening with the coconut oil.
Come on, coconut oil?
Yes. Yes, chocolate.
Hey, they ain't ready.
Hey, they definitely not. I'm just waiting on the right one to come along so I could bless them with it. That's okay.
Yeah, baby girl, you were blessing. Blessing. Blessing.
So anything keeping you up at night?
Well, it's keeping me up. I don't even want to talk about. But no, nothing too pertinent, nothing too crazy. Just trying to keep my sanity.
I hear that. It's not keeping me up. But can y'all please stop talking on y'all phone when you're in the bathroom?
Oh my gosh!
If you're gonna talk on the phone, I mean, at least pause or mute when you flush the toilet, like. Say, hold on, I'll be right back. Flush the toilet, wash your hands, then get back on the phone. But to be talking on the phone and flush the toilet while you're talking on the phone, that is so nasty. I had a coworker do that the other day at work. She was in there farting on the phone, talking on the phone, taking a dump while on the phone. Flushed the toilet on the phone. Didn't wash her hands. I go outside. She in the hallway talking. I was like, oh my God,
just... The whole thing has to be thrown away. You, your phone.
Okay, throw the whole coworker away.
Ass, everything. Just throw everything. Just get the phone for like 2 seconds. Handle your business. That's it, though. Nothing too drastic, so. All
right, well.
We didn't do this last time, though, so talk to your future.
I'm proud of you. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Future bae got these fire-ass nudes on deck.
Come on.
Ready to send them to you.
Come on, bae.
On your work day. Just, hey, titties. 12 o'clock.
I need that little baby who's going to listen.
Okay, 5 o'clock, ass shot.
Come on.
Ready for you to come home and eat dinner.
Ow. Hey, now.
Okay. So, tell them where they can find you at, Tan.
Yes, well, you guys can definitely find me on Instagram at Tana Tauchu. T-A-N-N-A-H. Tauchu. And that's about it.
No Snapchat? Okay.
Nah.
Okay, well, I gave you the right Snapchat last time. I'll give you the right one again this time. RNPDPEETY on Snap and on Instagram. Who that? _ Breezy. BREEZY. You can definitely follow us on Instagram, too, at Hear Ye Podcast on Instagram. What?
I just thought about something.
What?
Who that? Is that like a J. Cole reference?
It wasn't, but it is now.
Oh, literally. I was over here. I'm like, wait, J. Cole had that one song. Who maybe, that? Who that?
Maybe it was. I mean, I've had that.
Because you're not from New Orleans.
I'm not. I'm definitely not.
That literally just crossed my mind. Sorry to interrupt.
I've had that for a long time. It may have been. I don't know. I've had that for a long time.
Oh, my bad for interrupting. Continue.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Our Instagram here. That's so random.
Yeah. I was over here like, huh?
Our podcast, our Instagram, Hear Ye Podcast, on Instagram.
On IG.
On IG. And definitely if you have any questions, want to sponsor a nigga, want to shout out a nigga, Hear Ye Podcast at gmail.com.
We got you.
Thank you. Episode 3.
Hey, bye niggas.
Bye. Hey, you hear ye, you wide, you feel me.